As promised, we're joined right now by the head coach at San Diego State, third season as Aztecs head coach. He led San Diego State to the Mountain West tournament title in 2018, led the Aztecs to the Mountain West regular season title already this year. San Diego State is 25-0. They are the last undefeated team in the country. They're number four in both polls. They're at Boise State on Sunday. In fact, that game is right here on CBS Sports Network, Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern. Brian Dutcher is my guest. Brian, great to have you on. How are you?
Thanks for having me back, Jim. I'm great.
Good to have you back, Brian.
25-0 and living in San Diego. Life's good.
My man, you are living in San Diego and you are undefeated, so life is great. Tuesday night, you beat New Mexico 82-59 to win the Mountain West, as I mentioned. Brian, it seems to me, it feels completely surreal to me where I'm sitting for you to clinch a regular season title in the middle of February. Does it feel kind of surreal to you, or does it feel pretty normal?
Surreal, because the hardest thing to do is win a regular season conference title. You know, anyone can get hot at conference tournament time, and we've done that. But to endure over the last couple of months and to clinch the title with four to go is a great feeling.
All right, so how much did it mean to you to not only clinch, but to clinch it at home?
It's great. We have the best environment on the West Coast. Us, Arizona and Gonzaga, have great environments, and the building's been full. It's been electric. And the game before this, we retired Kawhi's jersey, put it up in the rafters, and had a full house for that. And so it's just been a real celebration on the campus.
So, Brent, for those who missed that, what was that moment like to put that number up in the rafters, given what he's been to the program?
He's been incredible, and it was great having there, along with the whole Clipper team. Doc Rivers, Ballmer was there, and we had the whole crew there to celebrate Kawhi's jersey raising, and then to beat a very good Utah State, to come from behind at halftime and win the game. It was just a great night on campus.
They are a good team, Utah State. Brian Dutcher joining us. You know, it seemed like it would be pretty easy going back to New Mexico. It seems like it was pretty easy. If you didn't see the game, you win at 82-59. But the fact is, you were up two on them at halftime. And as Matt Mitchell said, quote, "We definitely went into the locker room and as a team told each other we needed to pick it up and be better," end quote. Then you go out and you outscore New Mexico 47-26 in the second half. How pleased were you with the way the guys stepped up on both ends after halftime?
Really happy with our performance, Jim. And obviously, it's always easier at home. You know, we'll see how we respond again if we get down on the road. And we have a couple hard road games left, obviously. But I like the way we responded at home. We play the game the right way. We share the ball. We defend at a high level. And the kids really care about each other. And I say there's metrics for offense, there's metrics for defense, but there's no metric for chemistry, and that might be our greatest strength.
I really like that. There's no metrics for chemistry. So how do you go about measuring it if there is no metrics for it, and how do you build it and develop it?
You know, coaches always are famous for doing team building, and we're no different. But you can't build something that's not there. If kids don't like each other, if there's friction, you can try to make it better, but you can never mend it completely. This team generally likes each other. They all love basketball. They're gym rats. And they've all sacrificed part of their games for the good of the team, and that's what's made us special this year.
Brian Dutcher joining us. You know what's interesting to me is you can't – I know you don't want to take all the credit for the chemistry, but at the same time, this roster did not just come about accidentally. The story goes that you had noticed a pattern where the team would get off to a tough start early in the season but be really good late, so you decide to set about making the team older by connecting with veteran transfers. How did you go about developing that plan?
Well, we had five freshmen and three sophomores in the lineup the year before, and we played good basketball late and lost in the conference championship. But as a non-Power 5 school, you have to have an early resume or you have no chance unless you win the conference tournament. And so we got older. We stayed older. I had a 2 fifth-year seniors. I had a fourth-year junior, Malachi Flynn, sitting. And I just thought being older gave us the best chance to win early games, which we did, and then the winning continued into the conference.
Okay, so older is older, but older is not necessarily better, not per se. So how do you go about evaluating potential transfers and identifying the guys who might be good fits for what you're looking to do?
I think K.J. Fagan's a perfect example. He was a 18-point-a-game scorer at Santa Clara, and we brought him in, and we knew Malachi was going to be a great scorer. But K.J. said, "Coach, I've always wanted to be more of a point guard. I don't want to have the burden of having to score every time I touch the ball." And so just that comment registered in to me that he wanted to win more than he wanted to score. And so you have to peel the onion, as Coach Fisher used to say. You have to find out what's inside and what they're about. It just can't be talent. It has to be a willingness to sacrifice to win.
Brian Dutcher joining us. You mentioned Malachi a couple of times. I'm going to go back to that. But to what you just said, obviously you want talent. You need talent. But how much of this is about finding guys with grit and toughness who just love basketball, who will put in the work?
It's what they do away from you, Jim, that makes you great. You know, when we get them on the floor for an hour and 15 minutes, you know, we can put them in situations to be good, but they have to make the plays. It's always players that make plays. Coaches put them in situations, and they determine how good you're going to be by their willingness to make the right play. And this team has worked hard away from us. They're in the gym all the time. They love basketball. And when I get them on the floor, they're willing to sacrifice part of their game for the good of the team.
And Brian, you're the second coach to say that this week, that you only get guys for an hour or two, maybe in the pros, 2 to 3 hours a day. So it's the other 22 hours away that determine the quality of the 2 to 3 hours where you have them. So you're the second person in like 3 days to say that on the program. And then if you go back to Malachi, you and I talked about him earlier this season. He had 15 on Tuesday. He's on the Naismith Trophy midseason team. When he first arrived, did you know how special he might be?
Yeah, we knew he was very good. Obviously, we played him when he was at Washington State, and he put 25 on us. So we knew firsthand how good he was. And I never valued his playmaking ability. When we went to recruit him, I knew he could score, and then I watched tape on him. I was going to show him what a great playmaker I was going to make him, and then I watched the tape. I already saw he was a playmaker. And so that's the best thing about Malachi. He doesn't have to score to impact the game. You'll look up, and he'll be 3-1 assist to turnovers. He'll have 6 rebounds. He'll have 2 steals. And then when it's time to score, to turn it up, he'll turn his game up. So he's not out there hunting shots. He's out there hunting wins.
San Diego State is the last undefeated team in the country. They're at Boise State on Sunday. That game is right here on CBS Sports Network, 4 p.m. Eastern. Brian Dutcher, my guest. So, Brian, you've got a chance to make more history in a number of ways, including finishing off an undefeated regular season. Is it something that you talk about and embrace, or is that like talking during a no-hitter and you do not want to jinx it, so you don't do it?
You know, Jim, I've tried to set many goals. I think goals are important. And so we had 5 games in 10 or 11 days. I said, let's win all 5 of those. And then we had 5 games the whole month of December. I said, the goal is to win 5 games in December. And then when we won 20 in a row, 21 in a row, I told the team, 21 in a row doesn't hang a banner. We have to hang a banner to validate it. And so we hung the banner with 4 to go. And so now the saying is, let's get greedy. Let's go for 4 more. Let's go for perfection. Now, it's easy to say, and it's going to be hard to do. But now the goal is just the next 4 games is our goal. Let's find a way to win the first one and get greedy and win 4 more.
And Brian, before I let you go, let me go back to Matt Mitchell for a minute, because in the second half of that game against New Mexico, he scored his 1,000th career point. That's obviously a big milestone. What did that moment mean to you, and what's it say about what he's meant to the program?
I think it changes the direction of the conversation. We talk about transfers, transfers, transfers. Here's Matt Mitchell, a guy who's been in the program 3 years, that's gotten better every year, that's developed here, that's put his work in, and to see him reach 1,000 points was fantastic. And also see him hang his second banner here at San Diego State is even better. So Matt's a program guy, much like Jordan Shackle, guys that have been here for their careers and have benefited greatly as individual players, but also as winners.
So one last thing. I like this story a lot. For instance, I had Bob Myers on the show yesterday. He was talking about how one of the things he's learned from this season is the importance of what he called sweeping the corners, you know, taking care of all the little things that might be overlooked when you're having success. Seth Davis had a story about how you were watching your guys stretch before practice, and guys were not in rhythm with it. Some were cutting corners. What was your reaction when you saw that?
I just tell them, they don't pay me to watch the big things. They pay me to watch all the little things, because the little things determine if you're going to be good or not. Most people think it's all the grandiose, hey, what offense are you running, this and that. It's as small as, are you paying attention to detail to everything? And it's the little things that make the difference in your season.
Interesting. San Diego State won the Mountain West regular season title already this year. They are number 4 in both polls. And once again, they're at Boise State on Sunday on CBS Sports Network. Brian, great to have you back. Thank you so much. And looking forward to seeing how the rest of the year goes.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
You got it, Brian. Thanks for doing it. Brian Dutcher, the last undefeated team in America. 25-0. They are number 4 in both polls. Seems kind of ridiculous to say, but do not sleep on San Diego State.